Good morning, Wake Up HCC. It is Hoco Live. This is Grace Oviedo here at Dragon Digital Radio. And this morning, I am in studio with Bob Marietta. He is one of our staff here at HCC. I think you're our green person, is what I like to call you.
Sustainability person, I prefer.
And, you know, like you heard, he is our sustainability person here. He is the one who is around campus just looking for ideas and looking for ways to make HCC more sustainable, really. So thank you for that, Bob, and welcome.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here this morning.
I am glad that you're joining me this morning in studio. And we have a special event coming up on October 24 that we're going to talk about. But before we go into the details of the event, I just want, you know, I know that I know you and that we've worked together before. And every year we connect at least for a short period of time before Greenfest happens, right? And that's our big event here at the college. With many partners from the community, you know, Howard County government is the one that really puts it together, and we're partners with them. And it's a great event. It's just one of my favorite things to do every year, and I look forward to it, quite honestly, because I learn so much.
So much. And that one's really aimed to the whole community.
Yeah.
Whereas the one we have coming up, Sustainability Day, is focused just pretty much on our own students and staff and faculty here on campus.
So this is more of an HCC event that we're going to talk about. But I do want our listeners to get to know Bob a little bit better. So Bob, if you don't mind just telling us a little bit about yourself and where that passion for sustainability comes from and how you got started with all of that.
Okay. Well, I guess it all started with my parents, as most of us did. But they took me outdoors, bird watching and hunting from an early age. And so I really gained an appreciation for the world around us. And that just continued on through Boy Scouts and continuing being a canoe guide and things of that sort, to always trying to be outdoors and in touch with nature. And then in 2007, they started the thing called the American College and University President's Climate Commitment. And a number
Fancy.
Of us, AccuPic is how we abbreviate it.
Okay.
And a number of us here on the college staff said, hey, we could do that.
Okay.
Okay. We could reduce our carbon footprint. We could be responsible and set the way. And we convinced our college presidents, we had two at those time, Mary Ellen Duncan and Kate Hetherington, and they both agreed that, yes, this was something the college could do. And so they signed the commitment. They were among the first 100 institutions across the country to make the commitment to become climate neutral and take care of the earth. And so since that day, that's become a driving focus for me and a number of other people here on campus to make us more sustainable.
That's great. So when you learn about this initiative, and you decided to, you know, just bring that forward to the college community, you were not, what was your job before
at the time
here
at the college? I was working in the theater. I was the college's production manager, down in Smith Theater. We didn't have the black box at that time. We used this space down here. The cafeteria was actually our second performance space. And I was also the college's safety officer, responsible for all the OSHA inspections and those sorts of things.
That's fascinating. Yeah. I've always thought of you as Bob, you know, our sustainability guy. So I never imagined that you were, you know, doing something else. Well,
and that's
where
the nickname Safety Bob got tacked onto me when I was responsible for the safety stuff.
Interesting. And, very interesting. I like it. I like Green Bob better than Safety Bob. So let's talk a little bit about this event coming up on October 24th, Campus Sustainability Day.
Yeah, it's actually called National Campus Sustainability
Day. Okay, so it's
national.
It's
happened all over the country this time. And the reason it's happening now is that it's 6 months from Earth Day, which is always April 22nd.
Right.
And so we're holding it this time of year to keep it in people's minds all year round, the goal to be sustainable, not just be green on Earth Day.
Right, you know? Right. But just to encompass it on really on a daily basis is mm-hmm. when we need to be doing all of these things.
Everybody needs to be thinking about it a little bit and making those wise choices that are going to help save all of us.
Absolutely. You know? So what can we expect on this day, on Campus Sustainability Day, National Campus Sustainability Day?
Yeah. Right. We shorten it all quite often because it's too much of a mouthful. But from 10 to 3, we're going to have table exhibits. Okay, and smaller workshops going on down in the Galleria, and we'll be showing sustainability movies. Okay,
what kind of movies? Like, you know, when we're talking about sustainability movies, are these like documentaries?
They're sort of documentaries. They're also guideline. Okay, things. The biggest one is called The Human Element. Is the latest one that's coming out. And another one called From Paris to Pittsburgh.
Okay.
Okay, about the Paris Climate Agreements and how that relates to people in this country.
I like it.
And there are a number of others. Chasing Ice, okay, is another one with beautiful cinematography in the Arctics and the glaciers. And so we'll be publishing soon a schedule of when those different movies. We're going to show each of them more than once so that hopefully everybody will get a chance. Now, at the table fair, faculty and staff can earn professional development credit. The index number is 3406.
Okay.
And you can sign up. And if you visit 10 of the tables and talk to the people, you can get a card that you can turn in and get your development credit.
Okay.
Then there's some longer workshops from 3 to 5. We'll be doing things like going out to the beehives. We actually have the bee suits for people to wear, so you don't have to worry about getting stung out there. We have a vegan cooking class going on. There's going to be tour and work session of the food pantry garden, where you can actually go out and our farmer can actually get your hands on out there and show you how she's growing all that food for our food pantry. And there'll be another number of others going on at that time. And so if you attend one of those, that's also professional development credit. And a number of faculty are assigning these things to their students to earn extra credit if you attend them. Then from 5 to 6, we're going to eat all the food that the vegan class produces and other food that people are bringing in. Mm-hmm. And we're going to have an inaugural sort of in the new Dragon Fire Cafe downstairs in the culinary.
Which is beautiful. If you have not had an opportunity to just walk by there, it's
Come down for that and grab a nosh, a vegan nosh. Okay, anything. And then from 6 to 8, we're going to have our keynote event. And we're real excited. We've brought in a national speaker from a group called the Pachamama Movement, which got started in the Amazon rainforest. Mm-hmm. And it means something like take care of your mother.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I don't speak Amazonian, but it's something like that.
I know that Pachamama means Mother Earth.
Yeah.
So Pacha is Earth and Mama is Mother.
Yeah.
So
and,
I'm from Ecuador, so I am familiar with that.
Good. Now I know. Okay. But this is a presentation called a drawdown workshop. And they'll be teaching you the 100 steps that each of us can take. And if everybody or a lot of us do it, we can actually stop global warming.
How many steps you said?
100 steps. And you don't have to do them all, but they're going to give you a list of 100 steps, and they're ranked as to which one is most important or has the biggest effect. And it's not always what you think.
Right.
Okay. Like the biggest thing that you can do is refrigerant management.
What does that mean?
That means you replace your old refrigerator with a new one. And you take that old one in your garage that BGE wants to give you $50 for, and we'll pick up for free.
Yeah.
We've all seen those ads. Well, go ahead and do it. Okay. Take the money, because that's what is going to have the biggest impact on global warming.
How often do you have to do this?
Well, you only replace your refrigerator once. Okay. but if everybody did it, it would have the hugest impact, because that refrigerant escapes into the atmosphere and is it's thousands of times as strong in terms of greenhouse warming as carbon is.
So you're switching your old refrigerator for a new sustainable type of refrigerator.
And it's also going to save you money and save energy, because they're so much more efficient, than they used to be. And this is true for old freezers, and refrigerators. So it's time to upgrade, Okay. And you can feel real good about helping to save the earth at the same time.
You can take advantage of this program, which, you know, I mean, right now, like many programs, is like when people are not doing something, there's incentives. But then when people start doing it, those incentives usually tend to go away, there may be competition,
and that they may reduce the amount they're offering, or they may say you have to bring them to us instead of coming to get them.
So when people are looking for a new refrigerator, if they decided, okay, this is something that I want to do and this is easy, you know, I can do this. I can get on board and help out our planet by doing that. Do you happen to know what are some of the things that they need to be looking at when they're purchasing their new refrigerator?
Well, you want to look at how efficient it is. Okay. And so things like the Energy Star rating. And so you can compare one side by side. And the ones with a higher Energy Star rating are going to save you money and are going to save energy and save on greenhouse gases as a result of that.
Okay.
You know, they're also generally smaller, the mechanisms are, so you get more space inside. And we could always use a little more room in the refrigerator.
Right.
So if you haven't already, it's time to look at upgrading that refrigerator.
When you have a hungry teenager at home, I know that we can use all that room.
It can go so fast. Okay.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. So that's one step. Is there, and without giving too many.
Oh, okay. Don't want to go on, I'm not going to go down all 100.
Yeah, I promise
you, folks.
But some of the things, you know, I love the thing that I love about the one that you just shared is that it's so easy, something that everybody can do, something that all of us have in our house.
Mm-hmm.
So it's something that we, you know, theoretically, everybody can think of.
Yeah. You know, but it has the greatest
impact. I would have never thought that's number two, is
wind power. Okay. So check off that little box with your power company and buy your power from wind turbines.
Okay. Ah.
They use less energy and create less pollution than even solar power. Because solar, the panels have to be produced. Okay.
So is this the same provider that you currently have at home, but their source of
most of
energy?
Us can't. You're right. You can just choose. And yes, it does cost just a little bit more.
Okay.
Okay. But it's steadily coming down as they put in more and more of the wind tunnels. And, of course, here they're going to be pretty soon they'll be opening the ones that are offshore of Ocean City, okay, in Delaware. Okay. And so the price will come down even further.
Right.
Okay.
So is it, so right now it's a little bit higher, but do you expect to see that many as more sources come out that it'll actually be more cost effective?
It'll keep going down.
Okay.
And also there's more and more people are having to pay for the harm that your power generation does. Mm. So if your company is burning coal, they're going to have to pay for all the health effects and the other bad things that happen as a result of burning that coal. So their prices are going to have to go up, and or they'll have to invest in more expensive scrubbing devices on their smokestacks. So their costs are going to keep going up. And it's the same thing for natural gas, which we've all gone to now for our power since it's cheaper. But there's lots of leaks in natural gas. And it's very harmful in the atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
So as they change the requirements and make them stop those leaks, the costs of the natural gas, okay, are going to start to go up. And, of course, fracking, we all know the disaster that that's proved to be in a lot of the areas. So they're hitting the fracking companies with more insurance requirements to take care of the earthquakes and the contamination of the groundwater and the other, you know, bad side effects that have come with the fracking. So nothing's free,
right?
You know, and
right.
So as those costs go up, the cost of solar and wind, will continue to go down.
It's fascinating to me.
Yeah.
It's fascinating. Wind power. That's, I have to say, solar is something that I have considered before.
Yeah.
And I know that, for instance, in many constructions, or depending on how your house is, not every house necessarily qualifies for solar, right? Is there any specific requirements, or is there such challenges when you're looking at wind power, or is every house ready for wind power?
No, you're not going to put a turbine on your roof. Okay, there's some new inventions and stuff coming along, but there are ways down there. The wind power is going to be on the top of a mountain or out in the ocean. And a lot of people say, well, I don't want to hurt birds. Okay. So they figured out a lot of that now. When the birds are flying, okay, the wind's not blowing real strong. And so they've discovered that if they turn the wind turbines off when the wind's not blowing, they don't chop up many birds. Okay, makes sense,
yes.
Right? But they had to figure this out.
Yeah.
And they're only producing electricity when the wind's really blowing.
Hmm.
So they change from one to the other. Now, this works fine for the birds, but they haven't figured out how to not hit bats.
Oh.
Okay, so they're still working on that.
Wow,
okay.
this yeah. Challenges that you would not think of.
Mm-hmm. Now, solar, there's a new development. Even if you can't put it on your house,
yeah.
If you've got trees or your house faces the wrong way, there's a thing called community solar. Okay, where they build a big solar farm,
mm-hmm.
Okay, or on top of big buildings, and they generate the electricity there, and you just buy a percentage of it.
I see.
Okay, and okay. So it's called community solar. And there are all sorts of discounts and stuff for disadvantaged people to switch their electricity supply to that. Mm. And so they really think that's going to be an up-and-coming thing that we're all going to see impacting us.
Yeah, no, absolutely. There's yeah. So there's a lot of ways, really. I mean, you said 100.
They got 100 of them.
Wow.
And they'll talk you through it at the Pachamama workshop. The number 3 is reducing food waste. Mm. Okay. And it's kind of hard to believe that we throw away 40% of our food.
40% of our food. 40%
of our food.
Wow.
It either goes bad in the refrigerator or we burn it in the kitchen. Or yeah, nobody buys it, and the health department won't let you sell it past the expiration date.
Interesting. Okay?
And so 40% of our food.
40%. Yeah. So, wow, that's mind-blowing.
It's incredible. Plus, remember, you have to take it to wherever it's going to go.
Right.
So you've got all the trucking and the refrigeration and all the other things that go in the plastic packaging. All that stuff is still used, and we still throwing all that much away. And even if we compost it, we're still not going to make back, okay, all the energy and effort it took to produce that food.
Absolutely. Yeah. 40%. That's, I am, yeah, mind blown right mm-hmm. now. It's amazing. 40%. We're only consuming about half of what we produce. Uh-huh. I mean, if we think of it that way.
Yeah. It's,
And that's an issue, that's a global issue for mm-hmm. sure, that's been looked at, you know, because we're saying that we are asking for more than our planet Earth can actually produce.
Yep.
But then at the same time, we're asking for more, and yet we're throwing almost
it
half
away.
Of it.
Yeah.
That's that's a really concerning statistic.
Yeah, it really
right
is.
There. Mm-hmm. It shows that our habits are not in check,
yeah.
You know?
And, you know, we want to buy the supersize,
right.
You know, because the supersize is 3 cents less, even though it's costing us 20 cents more than the standard size. We think we're getting a deal. So
mm-hmm.
we're kind of, you know, and we just buy more than we need.
Yeah, okay? that's so what's happening.
Be a responsible shopper.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, shopping, surprisingly, is a big part of sustainable.
Mm-hmm.
but learning how to shop, I would say, you know, mm-hmm. like we talked about solar power. We talked about new refrigerators. We're talking about food. But all of it really comes down to our consuming ways, right? So it's mm-hmm. I feel that in order to become more sustainable, we need to learn how to become better consumers.
Yeah, and how to just making wise choices,
mm-hmm.
okay, all day long, okay, and not just constantly harping on yourself to do it, but just think a little bit about what you're doing and how you can go through. Number 4 is eat more plants. Okay, be wiser about the meat that we eat, and choose meat that's going to taste good, not just for the protein.
Right,
because we can get what we need nutrition wise from just plants.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and so nobody's going to say we're not going to, you know, not going to do, you know, we're not going to prevent you from eating meat.
Right.
Okay, but we want you to be wiser about the meat that you do eat, and the health people tell us so much. Harm that we're doing to ourselves by eating so much meat.
Mm-hmm.
And so we really need to think about that
right.
A little more.
Right, absolutely. And there's some good meat substitutes out there. I actually, we had dinner yesterday at Qdoba. Not that I'm telling people that they need to go and eat over there, but I just happened to do this yesterday where they have this new product called Impossible Meat, and it's a plant-based meat. And the look of it, it looks just like like a chorizo ground beef combination type of mm-hmm. thing. That's what it looks like. And it tastes absolutely delicious.
Every time I've tried to try it, it's always been sold out.
Oh, really?
You know, and but I'll try it soon. They say it does taste. Okay. Just
it's
like
delicious.
Meat,
it's know? Delicious. I had it yesterday and I had no complaints whatsoever with it. And mm-hmm. I do like plant-based food quite a bit. I am not vegetarian. I'm not vegan. But I have become more and more conscious of, as you were saying, when I go out to eat, it's like, okay, well, I've already had enough meat throughout the week. So let me just go ahead and do something that's from the vegetarian menu mm-hmm. this time, just to kind of like balance it out, really, you know? So for my body, and I think for the ecosystem as well, just thinking of both ways.
And your body is part of being sustainable too. Mm-hmm. You know, if we don't take you with us as we go through, that's not being sustainable. Right. So we got to keep you healthy.
Okay? Absolutely.
It's all part of it.
Absolutely. Okay. Let's switch gears a little bit, Bob. Just reminder, you know, let's remind everybody first that it's the National Campus Sustainability Day, October 24th, starting at 10 a.m. here in the Borough Galleria. Everybody in the Howard Community College body is invited to participate. If there are people watching and listening and they're not part of the Howard Community College community, but they are interested in coming and participating, can they do that? Is it open?
Certainly. And there's a number of community people that are participating already with their exhibit tables or the workshops that they're putting on. Mm-hmm. The problem is during that 10 to 3 time parking can get to be a challenge.
Absolutely.
So we're aiming that mostly at our faculty, staff, and students. Mm-hmm. Okay. From 3 o'clock on, there'll be plenty of parking.
Absolutely.
Because there's fewer classes. And so we're trying to focus things that might interest the community at that time.
Right. Or you could just walk over, you know, park around, maybe park at the mall and grab a bike.
Bike share bikes.
Right, bike share.
Or there's plenty of bus transportation.
Yep.
We have 3 bus lines, bus routes run through campus now.
Right.
So lots of ways to get here.
Absolutely. Yeah. So if this is something that you're interested in and you're thinking parking is going to be a mess and that might be deterring you from coming in, I would still say, you know, find an alternative route, find an alternative way to get on campus and just come and be part of this. Because I know many people in our community are very proactive and they're very, very, I would say, planet-minded. Like, that's what mm-hmm. I want to say, mindful, because our county in general, you know, with the Green Bin and all of the different type of initiatives that they have coming up, pretty much every year they are updating, you know, the ones that they already have. They keep looking at them and updating them mm-hmm. and then making sure to make them accessible is one thing that I know that they really strive to make them accessible, easy to understand. Recycling is one that even though we're all familiar with and we all know and understand that we need to recycle, we'll still wonder, well, what do I recycle and what not?
Yeah,
right?
Unfortunately, that's just changed, mm-hmm. With the world situation. And China no longer just buying all of our bundles of recycling and throwing what they didn't want in the ocean or burying it in the landfills. Mm-hmm. They've signed the climate agreement, which we didn't sign, but they're not purchasing all of our trash anymore.
Does that have something to do with the reason why we can't do plastic bags anymore?
Yeah, it's part of it.
Okay.
There's lots of reasons not to do plastic mm-hmm. bags, but we can no longer put a lot of things into the recycling stream here in the campus. The company that processes all of our recycling in Howard County is only now taking things that they can resell.
Okay.
So it's paper and cardboard, glass bottles, metal cans, and plastic bottles, and everything needs to be clean.
Mm.
Okay.
So if you have a pizza box, if it has a little bit of residue on it.
It can go in the green bin.
Right.
Okay. It can be composted, but it can't go into the recycling. So everything else goes into the trash.
And I think that's one of the big ones that people need clarification on, because I know that I used to put my pizza box in the recycling and then I was told you can't do that. But then the green bin came around and it was like, but you can definitely put it in the green bin.
Because everything in the green bin can be composted.
Yep.
And we've got a truck going up right now to buy some of the new compost from the county composting facility. And we'll be using that for new plants that we're planting here on the campus.
That's
so
great.
It's great to, you know, continue that circle of life. We'll bring it back and get more use out of something that ordinarily just would have been thrown away.
Absolutely. So when things change, and which we just said they're constantly changing, how are you here in the college making sure that we are up to date and informing us all on campus, either both students and those of us who work here, of the new initiatives, what can and cannot be done, and you know, how are you implementing it in a way that it's easy for all of us to understand here on campus?
It's tough. It's a challenge. I'm also responsible for signage, okay, on the campus. So, of course, we put out new signs explaining the new rules. We make presentations, and I come talk to people like this. But it's a change.
Mm-hmm.
And so many people weren't doing it right anyway, okay, or not doing it at all because they weren't sure.
Right.
Okay. So it actually got simpler.
Well, and that's the thing, right? That they've said, if you're not sure, just put it in the trash. Like many, there's that saying that if you're not sure, it's just better to put it in the trash. Now,
but that's a change. We used to say, if you're not sure, put it in the recycling, and the recycling plant will sort it out. Now they're saying, no, we're not going to take it at all, because they used to just take an awful lot of stuff and sell it to China. Okay, who's not buying it now?
Right.
Okay. But on the good side of it, you've all heard about the Pacific Gyre, that big plastic donut in the Pacific Ocean. Well, most of that, we think, was plastic from China that started with us. And we shipped it over there, and they took what they wanted and threw the West out.
Teamwork.
So now they're not throwing their stuff in there anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And they got the big sweeper ships and other things that are out there trying to clean it up. So hopefully that's one of the progressive things that's actually happening, a good sign. But plastic bags are just nasty everywhere, okay? And we've just done it for our own convenience.
Right.
Okay. They cost so little, and they weigh so little, so it didn't cost the stores much to provide them. And we just took them and we threw them away.
Right.
Okay, everywhere. Some of us, you know, bundled them up and took them back to the grocery stores where they got taken back and made into, most of them were made into plastic wood. That's where the Trex, the deck material, comes from. Is recycled plastic bags, but only a fraction of them ever got used that way. Most people would save some to put doggy doo in, other kind of things to throw away.
Or trash bags, right? Mm-hmm. Use them as trash bags,
But the problem with plastic is when it breaks down over hundreds and hundreds of years, it just turns into tiny little molecules of plastic.
Mm.
It never breaks down any further. And they've discovered now that all of us, all human beings, and all creatures on the earth, even insects and snails on the bottom of the ocean, now have plastic in their bloodstreams, in their tissues. And we're not sure what that's going to do to us, but it didn't used to be there, and now it is.
Hmm.
And so if the more we can reduce that from the earth, better off we'll be.
What would be a good alternative to use instead of the plastic bags that we can start doing at home? Maybe because, like I said, I mean, if you go and buy trash bags, they're plastic bags, and you're looking for the more durable and all of this. But
there are
the
biodegradable bags, and they're getting better at those. A reusable bag, of course, would always be a good thing to go and just carry that around with you. Paper, can be reused in the same way for our doggy do and other things. But it will break down. It will decompose.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Whereas the plastic is really going to be almost forever.
Right.
Okay. As molecules. Okay. And
So there are options.
Keep on giving. Yeah.
Right. There are options to use instead of the plastic bags. But we need to. I think be willing to adjust to that change.
It's the whole single use thing, right? I use it and then throw away the container.
Right.
Okay. We've got to get away from that mindset. And it goes to water bottles and all the other things that we've been taught that we have to have. You know, drinking the water is good for us, so we buy the plastic bottle and throw the plastic bottle away, ignoring all the fact that we're paying a fortune, just for the bottle, really.
Right.
The company gets the water for free, and they have to truck it to you and stuff. So we got the pollution from that as well. But we're just adding to that waste stream. And
yep, absolutely. Yeah. So we just need to learn to be more mindful and really, make choices that are bringing us closer to a better planet for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
We're running out of time, Bob, but any final words, any last messages for all of our viewers and listeners out there?
Well, we got some really exciting projects going on campus. The Food Pantry Garden, is a really big thing that's helping feed our hungry students. If you haven't seen that, please take a trip out there and see that. And you can help learn how to grow your own garden while you're doing it. We're measuring the road salt in our streams. Mm. This is a student science project that's going into its second year now, where we actually test the water and see how much of the road salt is getting in there. We all like to drive on nice, clean streets, but putting salt down to make that happen is disastrous for the plants and the animals, okay, alongside our streams, and in ways we don't even think of.
Hmm.
So it kills the vegetation along the streams so that when there's a heavy rain, the soil washes away. And that all goes down into the Chesapeake Bay where it smothers the grasses, okay, which the crabs and the other wildlife that live there in the bay need to. So not only are we messing up the water with the salt, we're hurting the plants and
right.
hurting our vegetation, hurting big part of the way of life that we all enjoy here in Maryland. Mm,
absolutely. Now, I read just recently something about raking and not necessarily having to rake your leaves.
Oh, yeah.
And that actually helping the environment as well. If you leave, not all of them, obviously, mm-hmm. but, you know, a healthy amount of leaves on the ground, it's actually recommendable.
Right.
Right?
Because all the worms and turtles and other things that keep your lawn healthy, whether you know it or not, can live and reproduce throughout the winter, okay, mm-hmm. around here. So leaving piles of leaves or leaving leaves under the bushes is a good thing. There's also a big movement to have a lot less lawn. And we all have been conditioned, okay, since the invention of the lawnmower, okay,
right.
To have this nice green expanse of lawn.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas what we're hoping to do is just to have lawn where we want to walk and play on it.
Mm.
So you're always going to need lawn for athletic fields, okay, and things of that sort. But there's no need for lawn as a decoration.
Mm.
There are much prettier things, okay, can be there. Even things that look like grass, okay. You hear about micro lawns. But flowers and bushes and other things are much more attractive. And they also have much deeper roots, mm-hmm. which allow the rainwater to go down into the soil, be filtered and add to our drinking water aquifers. Okay, so it's much more healthy, okay, for us. So we want to get away from the idea of having the lawn, which we have to mow all the time,
yeah.
and we have to put fertilizer on,
yeah.
and pesticides and all these things, none of which is good for us.
Right.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of things that you can do at home, simple, easy things that you can, steps that you can really start taking to make our planet more sustainable, your house more sustainable, you know, because when we talk about our planet being more, it sounds like so big and so out of our hands and like, I can't do anything. I can't make a difference for mm-hmm. the planet, right? But when we think about it in a different perspective, we think about it as our home, my little bubble, my little piece of land in the world. And I think that we can all see how we can actually make a difference and be part of this.
And it's just a little more urgent now than mm-hmm. it has been in the past. Well, they've got a timeline on us. So in the next 15 years, we've really got to make some changes. Otherwise, the climate changes we're seeing now are just going to keep getting more and more extreme. And
So come over to Howard Community College on October 24th from 10 to 6. Like we said, be mindful of parking. Parking will definitely be more challenging in the morning. In the evening, you'll find much better access really all around campus. But come and learn. Come and learn how, you know, what little steps you can start taking today, what one thing or two things maybe you can concentrate on at home to help our planet be more sustainable and be around for healthy and
yeah.
around for a long time.
Yeah, remember, you're part of sustainability.
Right.
You know, we want to take you with us.
Absolutely. Yeah. So thank you, Bob. Thanks for coming into
thank
our studio
you.
Today.
Always
I appreciate
glad to talk
it.
With you.
And thanks to everyone for listening. We'll be back on Monday. Have a wonderful weekend and take care. Connect with us. We are Dragon Digital Radio.